We'll return to the story of Guantanamo next week on the program and the detention center there, as seen through the eyes of two American lawyers who are representing detainees. They are Sarah Havens and Doug Cox.
This is Doug. I wanted to briefly introduce our clients, Ali Ahmed Mohammed al-Razahi, Khaled Ahmed Qasim, Ali Yahya Mahdi.
I think when we took on the case, we assumed the worst, that they had been, fighting U.S. troops or that they had been involved in planning terrorist attacks.
Sarah Havens and Doug Cox are young lawyers at the New York office of a big law firm. They were picked to represent 11 detainees from Yemen, partly because they both speak a little Arabic. Doug was a linguist in the army. Sarah picked up the language as an exchange student in Cairo.
We assumed all of these awful things, saying, okay, even truly horrible people deserve attorneys and deserve a trial.
What Sarah and Doug found at Guantanamo were, in their words, young, skinny men who looked very frightened.
This is not to say that everyone who's down there is innocent, because I'm sure they're not. But the evidence that the government is relying on is, in many, many cases, really poor.
If people had an opportunity to learn a little bit about them and get to know them a bit, they would know that these are not the people that we should be worried about.
Doug and Sarah could only see their clients once every 6 weeks, and some of the detainees weren't even convinced that they were really lawyers. Sarah says it took an incident over a pizza, which she'd brought to one of her clients, to win his trust.
But there was a new commander, and she said, "Ma'am, I need you to remove the pizza from this place right now." I don't lose my temper very easily, but I stood up and I was like, "You are under no circumstances taking this pizza away from my client."
Sarah Havens, who, along with Doug Cox, is serving as legal counsel to detainees at Guantanamo Bay. They'll share their story next week, their visits to Cuba, and to their client's home country of Yemen. It's a special three-part series starting Monday on Day to Day.